Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time to join hands and make a circle of supports.
You are not alone. This is My Kinda Crazy
on the Jeff and Jen Show.
Everybody is a little bit crazy. You just have to admit to what is your brand of crazy, right? And if you've ever lied to your boss about anything, you may be able to say that this week's My Kinda Crazy is just like you.
That's 100%, right? 100% of people have lied to their boss.
I guess it's the severity of the lie. You know, did you really go to the dentist appointment or did you need to go do something else?
Well, even if it's a white lie, like, oh, I had to get out of here because I have a dentist appointment at 3 today. But reality, the dentist appointment's at 4:15. You just
need to run a couple errands on the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That would be a mild lie. And what about the one from this week's My Kind of Crazy Confession? Janine, you've got it.
All right. Marie in Decatur says, hey, Jeff and Jen, I lie to my boss about vacation. And I'd feel bad, but it's the only way he'll leave me alone. Every time I take vacation, I tell him I'm somewhere out of cell range, like a remote campsite or maybe a different country. But every time we're either just sitting at home or maybe down in Florida. Is anyone else my kind of crazy?
I say go for it. That's good kind of crazy, right? If her boss won't leave her alone and it's her vacation days, she should lie to him and say that she's out of the country, right?
Yeah. Ideally, you would be able to say, nope, I can't handle that. I'm on vacation. We've all worked for the people who guilt you into trying to get something done when you're out, you know.
Well, and I hate this so much because I feel like our culture is so work obsessed and it's 24/7 and you're always on call and you're always expected to be responding to email, responding to messages and constantly involved. It's like your brain can't ever take a break from it. So I think this is a good kind of crazy.
So you, what's her name, Marie? You totally agree with Marie.
I completely endorse her idea of saying she's out of the country. I think it's a fantastic idea.
All right. Well, the way my kind of crazy works, you've got Jen's endorsement. You've got me throwing it out there saying, yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody lies to their boss. But there's comfort in numbers. So we need to hear from the not-so-cool kids. All 11 of you, if you've done it.
Yes, 404-263-0941. If you can say, oh, yeah, that's my kind of crazy. Tell us your story. Coming up next.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
If you have ever lied to your boss, then you'll be able to definitely say this is your kind of crazy. Janine just told us about the confession this week from Marie in Decatur.
Hey, Jeff and Jen, I lie to my boss about vacation, and I would feel bad, but it's the only way he'll leave me alone. Every time I take vacation, I tell him I'm either somewhere out of cell range, like a remote camp, maybe a different country. But every time we're just sitting at home or maybe down in Florida, is anyone else my kind of crazy?
A remote camp. That boss is good. Boy, you know, Marie goes on a lot of expeditions. More expeditions than anyone I know. She's always expeditioning.
Shondalyn in Atlanta, is this your kind of crazy?
Yes, this is definitely my kind of crazy. Like, every single time that I'm on vacation, I put my bosses on the block list. Do not call me.
Yes. Because otherwise, they're going to try to get you to work for your whole vacation.
Exactly, and I'm not coming that way.
If you block someone
so
like that, does it go right to voicemail?
Right to voicemail, precisely.
And, yes. And if they leave a message, will you even check it, or will you just check it when you get back in?
I don't know. I'll check it when I get off vacation.
I love you.
I respect.
Yes. More people need to be like this. You have
Definitely.
To demand your time to get a break. Hey, Haley and Roswell, is this your kind of crazy?
Yes, definitely.
What'd you do?
So when I lied to my boss about the flu when I really had the worst hangover in the world.
you had the whiskey flu.
Yes, I had the whiskey flu.
Oh, that's great. Because then they feel bad for you. They're like, oh, and you get all this sympathy.
It was awful, yeah.
And they're like, oh,
I was an older toddler teacher, and every time I picked a kid up, I thought I was going to puke on them.
Well, your boss is like, oh, Haley, I'm so sorry. You should stay home for the next 3 or 4 days. And you're like, I think so. I should. This is so contagious.
The only problem with that, the only problem with that is when you are lying about having the flu because you're hungover, and then like 2 weeks later, you get the flu.
Oh, reoccurrence. You just didn't clear out your house of the germs. That's all you got to go with on that one. Hey, Tanya and Buckhead, what you got?
Yes, I am calling because that's my kind of crazy, because I called my boss and went to a fake conference one time just so I could get like a few days of rest because he works me to death. So it's kind of like a free vacation that I kind of lied about. But anyway, yeah, I did that.
Did you come back with your fake conference materials? Like
I made a name badge.
Yes,
I even made a name badge.
Oh, my gosh.
That's amazing.
You win some sort of employee hero.
I love it.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Thank you, Tanya.
It's time to join hands and make a circle of supports.
You are not alone. This is My Kind of Crazy.
On the Jeff and Jen Show.
If you're just jumping in here, we're talking about lying to your boss. We got a confession from Marie in Decatur who says she lies about vacation and explains she's somewhere remote without cell service just so her boss will leave her alone. Otherwise, he pesters her throughout the entire vacation. And some other ones have been put him on the block list. Which is so genius.
Block it so the calls go right to voicemail and you don't even get the text messages if you block them.
Lie about the flu and coming up with a fake conference is really my favorite idea. I want to throw a fake conference and everybody can come to it and we'll give you little badges to take home.
What if the name of the conference is the 11 conference? Like 11, something, you know, just like whatever, and it sounds official.
I love it.
The 11 conversations. It's on a Friday during
nice.
The summer.
It's like a networking branding, just vague enough to sound appropriate.
Yes, we'll give you PowerPoint presentations to take home, tchotchkes, and a name tag that shows your boss that you've been at a conference, but you actually haven't been
at all. A koozie from a random company that ends in data.
Yes.
Oh, look, you got the smart data koozie. Cool.
I'm so excited about this idea. All right, and Alex is calling because is this your kind of crazy, Alex?
Hi, yeah. I have a warning about the person you were just talking to.
Okay.
Because I skipped out of work. I lied to my boss and said I was going to go out of town. And the weekend had not even begun yet. And I went to Target and I ran into my boss. And, you know, I had made up this whole elaborate thing about, like, oh, I got to get out of here early because I'm getting on a plane. And, like, it's just the stupidest thing. And then I had to, like, fumble and lie about it, and it really did not end well. I did end up losing my job. So, like, if you're going to lie to your boss about being somewhere else, like, just know that, you know, don't shop at Target.
If you're going to lie about leaving town, don't leave your house.
Right. Don't leave the house. Or, you know, really go out of town. Like, leave.
Oh, my God. I never thought about that. Oh, my gosh. That must have been mortifying. Oh.
I was so embarrassed. And then embarrassed about the lying on top of the lying. It was just, ugh. I'm a bad liar in the first place.
What was your first thought when you looked up, you know, and said, realized who was walking towards you or who was in the same aisle? Were you like, I'm dead?
It wasn't like, it was more like I turned around and we were face to face.
Oh.
I didn't have a moment. Like, if I had had a moment, I probably would have jumped out of the cookie aisle. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, oh, I'm going to hide behind these, you know, whatever. But I must have gone, like, sheet white.
Oh,
because
no.
I could see it on his face, and then I just couldn't stop talking. Just this word vomit. It was terrible. It was terrible. Don't do it.
That's why if you're not a good liar, you can never lie. Like,
no,
I know that I don't have a good poker face, so I will try to err on the side of honesty, right? Even if it's awkward honesty, because if you catch me in a lie, I'm like, blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 looking at my shoes, looking at the ceiling, blah, 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 blah.
Exactly. Don't do it.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.